Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is a Thunder and Lightning exclusive here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. I'm very pleased to be joined by the head football coach at Mississippi State University, Jeff Lebby. His first time here on the podcast. Coach, I had talked to Coach Hutzler a few weeks ago. I wouldn't let him use the word multiple when describing defenses. We were talking about cliche football cliches. I've got four of them here for you. I want you to tell me which one is the most true. Here we go. You improve the most week one to week two. Defense wins championships. You practice like you play. Football is won in the trenches.
The most true, football is won in the trenches.
I knew you were going to say that, though. You're former lineman. And so am I.
There ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah. I thought that would be the answer for you. I was interested to see where you would go.
Yeah.
When coaches take new jobs like you did this year, you know, 10 years ago, they would have asked about facilities. They would have asked about, you know, recruiting footprint, things like that. When you go into an interview now, how quickly do you turn to what's the NIL situation at your school?
Yeah, I think because of where we're at in the climate of college football, you know, being in the league that we're in, I think that's definitely a part of it, knowing that we got a chance to sit at the table in those conversations. And as long as we're close, you know, then we're going to have the ability to get done what we need to get done. You know, I've said this a ton since we've been here. Man, our proximity to players is special, and that is a competitive advantage. So that was a huge part of it, but obviously the NIL piece of it is incredibly real.
You've worked under three head coaches, three very different guys, as far as I can tell as an outsider: Josh Heupel, Lane Kiffin, Brent Venables. What's something that you took from each of them that you feel will be part of your philosophy as a head coach?
Yeah, I think when you talk about Heupel was instrumental in giving me the opportunity to coach the quarterback position from a fundamental standpoint. And my growth there from my 2 years at UCF and the fundamental pieces of playing the game and coaching the game was huge. And that has been a huge part of me and having success developing quarterbacks, without a doubt. I think the next part is, you know, Lane was doing an incredible job from an offensive standpoint with some problem plays and having some things that created issues for the other sides of the ball with some of the, you know, pro style schemes, while, you know, him being in love with how we called it and how we tempoed and the spacing and all those things. So being able to marry that stuff up there was good and created some growth. And then, you know, I think my time in Norman, I've talked about this a bunch, but Coach V did such an unbelievable job, man, of creating a great trust and a great foundation with Soul Mission, and understanding that there's so much more to this than just the game of football, and making sure we're doing a great job of serving guys' hearts and not their talents. Winning's incredibly important. We're going to do that here. But man, making sure these guys have an incredible college experience and making sure that they're ready for life and being able to live that and walk that with him every day was huge for me as I'm now the head coach at State.
You mentioned the word spacing there when you were talking about your time at Ole Miss. And, you know, I watch a lot of college football, and I like to think as much as an amateur can, I understand the game. But I don't understand how in that offense and in your offense at Oklahoma, it seems like that when receivers are open, they're not just open, they're wide open. Guys not in the television screen covering them open. What is it about what you like to do offensively that allows you to create these mismatches?
I do think the spacing is part of it. How wide we play gives us the ability to create a bunch of one-on-ones and create guys having chances to go win over the top. And so many times when we do have guys that are open, they are open. But at other times, man, they're making plays. They're behind a one-on-one situation. So you just limit the number of plays on the ball with defenders that are in the screen. So that's part of it. And then we're going to do everything we can to be incredibly balanced too. So we're going to play with great spacing and play with great tempo and try to be incredibly balanced while we're doing both of those things.
I've seen all the videos that the social media accounts are putting out of the spring workouts. You know, it's that time of year where you're doing some of your off-season stuff leading into the spring. When you run those workouts, how quickly can you see guys buying into what it is you're telling them?
Yeah, I think you can see it in a hurry. And I think the amount of growth that's happened over the last 8 weeks, you know, with our guys, we've gone Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday at 6 a.m. Wednesday's been at 7. and our guys have done a great job of having ownership and being accountable. You know, we're going to be a program of guys being having great accountability and having the ability to, man, to be on time and to be where they're supposed to be and understanding what the standard is when they walk through that door. So the buy-in has been outstanding. Man, it's a player-led game. At the end of the day, these guys, players play, and they've done a really good job, and not perfect yet by any means, but done a good job of just growing and fighting like heck to get better every single day and having energy when they're in the building. So that's been really good.
I want to ask you about a couple of guys on your support staff, because they have titles I have not seen here at Mississippi State, and that's your director of speed, Jaworski Beckham, and your director of sports science, Mason Walters. I'll start with Coach Beckham. Director of speed, I thought speed was always something you either had it or you don't. What can you do to coach speed?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of development that goes into that. So it's been a big part of, you know, our offseason program, guys understanding how to run and how to maximize their body and their abilities. So breaking down every single bit of their movements, understanding acceleration and decelerations, and being able to have great body control in both has been really good. And you talk to our guys right now, and they've gotten faster and they feel faster. That's created confidence for them and has been fun to see. And then with Mason, you know, director of sports science, we actually had a team meeting today, and Mason talked to the group. And, you know, for me, I just want to do everything we can to give our guys the opportunity to be their absolute best. And so what sports science does for us is it gives us a chance to, you know, take in a ton of data and be able to have great injury prevention plans and programs, have the ability to understand and how each guy recovers and what the best recovery methods for each player on our team are, and maximize their, you know, their potential. And so that's going to be a huge deal for us. Our recovery space in the building is going to be really good. There hasn't been that here, but excited about, you know, where we're going.
Sort of play off a question I asked you previously. I asked you about former coaches. Let's talk about your former quarterbacks. You worked with three of the best over the past decade: Mackenzie Milton, Matt Corral, and Dylan Gabriel. What's a trait from each of them that made them successful? And then what traits does Blake Shapen have that can make him successful? Does he share any traits with those guys?
Yeah, you know, the first part of that question is toughness, accuracy, and understanding. So all three of those guys played the game the way it's supposed to be played. I mean, they would die for their football team, for their teammates. Were incredibly accurate throwers in a bunch of different body positions and guys that could keep things alive and make plays with their feet. And then you look at Blake, and to me, he fits exactly into that mold. When I watch Blake, you know, I'm 10 plays in, I'm like, that's my kind of guy. That's exactly who we are and who we need to be. And Blake is a guy that, again, is – got a really, really live arm. He's got great toughness about him. He's got really good understanding because he's played a lot of football. And, man, I'm excited about him.
You're just if I'm doing the math right, Coach, we're 12, 13 days away from the start of spring practice here at Mississippi State. Your first spring in charge, what do you want to achieve in this first spring drills?
Yeah, I want to achieve team. You know, I want our team to become closer. I want our team to understand what it's going to take for us to win on Saturdays. And to me, that's us getting on the grass and understanding that practice field, man, it's got to be our edge, and it's got to be advantage us with the way we practice, how we do what we do. And I think that'll be huge in setting the foundation year one, man, just being able to get on the field together and go chase it and get these guys to understand what it's going to take to get it done.
Coach Jeff Lebby's got a big task in front of him here at Mississippi State as he looks to get the Bulldogs back into bowl games, back into contending for championships. We'll see how it goes. Looking forward to spring practice starting up in just a few weeks. Coach, really appreciate your time today, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, Brian. Thanks, man.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.